This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, just after 15 hours UTC, welcome everyone to The Happy Station Show for listeners in North America. Nice to have you with me. For the next 55 minutes, Keith Perron here sitting in the presenter's chair all the way in Taipei, Taiwan at just after 11 o'clock in the evening. And it's been a very unusual week. I mean, very unusual since the last time. We had a number of earthquakes this week, very small ones, nothing too major. But then something else unusual happened yesterday. And luckily, I had my microphone and recorder with me, so I will play a little example of what it is and explain it to you later on. Now, for those who didn't hear the show at 100 UTC today, there's actually a number of things that we need to get to today. Number one is we're going to be announcing the second winner of that shortwave radio, this one, the ATS-909. At 100 UTC today, you heard me mention the winner for the ATS-606A. His name was Simon Delaney, who lives in Pittsford, New York. Well, now time, we're going to be drawing the winner for the ATS-909 a little later on in the program. Also, by the way, starting this month, Happy Station will be weekly instead of biweekly. So there'll be two shows at 100 and 1500 UTC. And they will not be repeated the following week, but the following week will be two more shows. So now we are entering the second phase of Happy Station, and I will tell you more about that later on. Well, we're coming to you from the studios of Taiwan Classical Music Radio, And in the studio is Kevin Lee to make sure that I sound not so much like an idiot, even though that I think that that's quite very unlikely. And also Johan Backer, who you heard me mention maybe at 100 UTC today. Johan is from the Netherlands, and he's studying Chinese here in Taipei at one of the universities. And he's going to be assisting me on Happy Station to respond to the QSLs and the letters and everything else that has been coming in. So we actually have a number of things to get to today. So let's kick off with a little music right away. Here is the Pet Shop Boys and Go West.
Life is peaceful there.
The Pet Shop Boys and Go West here on the Happy Station for July the 2nd, 2009. And for today's show, you may have heard me mention before that the weather is extremely hot. And I have three dogs. Two of them are very big, and one of them has very long hair, and she doesn't like the heat that much. So when I've been coming to work, I've been bringing them with me, which is a bit of a handful. But I think I started a new trend, because a few months ago, I started bringing my dogs to work, and all of a sudden, other people started bringing their dogs to work. And we actually got the management, which I'm very surprised about this. We got the management at the radio station that I work at to give us one room which is not being used so we can put our dogs in there. So it's sort of like, you know how like some workplaces have a daycare center for children? We have a daycare center for dogs. I'm totally serious about it. It's quite an unusual concept, but it's working quite well. And it just means actually a lot of people are happier that actually have their pets with them. And I feel much better that mine are able to sit inside air conditioning, because the weather here in Taipei over the last few weeks has been running into 36 and 37. And today, as we are doing the show, even though it's 11 o'clock, which is after 11 o'clock at night, it is almost 38 degrees. That's how hot it is. So, yeah, very sticky, very sticky. Anyway, let's now continue with more music. A while ago on the show, David Mackenzie King, or King David Mackenzie, one of the two, who listens to Happy Station, sent me a song that he also sent Tom many, many years ago. The song is called Daisy a Day. And I found out afterward that Tom, after a little bit, played a Dutch version of it. So we're going to do that right now. Here's Daisy a Day, sung in Dutch by a wonderful singer who I happen to like very much. I only have one of her recordings. Her name is Connie van den Bos.
Hij vergeet nooit die eerste ontmoeting. En hij weet nog precies wat ze zei. Hij vergeet nooit toen zij in zijn armen voor het eerst zei, de liefste ben jij. Hij vergeet nooit die nacht na de trouwdag, haar grapjes, haar ernst en haar trouw. En hij weet nog precies hoe ze lachte toen hij zei, ik maak een liedje voor jou. Ik geef je een roosje, mijn roosje. Ik geef je een roos elke dag. En ik hou van jou tot de wij zonder dag. En de echo niet lacht om een lach. Ik zag ze zo vaak in ons straatje. Een oud, heel tevreden lief paar. Als het strand bij de zee waren zij met z'n twee. Want ze hielden zoveel van elkaar. Ieder kind wist, van hem kreeg je dropjes. En zij gaf de kleinste een zoen. Ze schuifelden samen naar het koekje. En hij zong zijn liedje van toen. Ik geef je een roosje, een roosje. Ik geef je een roos elke dag. En ik hou van jou tot de wij zonder dag. En de echo niet lacht om een lach. Nu loopt hij alleen door het straatje en staat stil bij de dropjes drogist. Hij koopt daar wat snoep voor een kleintje dat niet weet dat hij oma zo mist. Dan plukt hij een roos uit een tuintje. Dat mag, want men kent zijn verdriet. Dan zet hij die bloem bij haar steentje. En zingt daar heel zachtjes haar lied. Ik geef je een roosje, een roosje. Ik geef je een roos elke dag. Geen uur gaat voorbij of je bent dicht bij mij. Ik kom nu heen. ma.
Ik kreeg je roosje, roosje, ik kreeg je roos elke dag. La 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 la.
Connie Vandenbos here on the Happy Station with the Dutch version of Daisy a Day. Now, at the beginning of the show, I said it was a very unusual week because we actually had... Now, I have to put it in context first. You may or may not know this, but Taiwan sits upon an area called the Great Ring of Fire, which is under the globe, which means there's a lot of... earthquake and seismic activity. Well, this week we've had so many small earthquakes, it has been the most at one time in a very, very long time. Now, it's not unusual to have maybe one or two a week, but to get around 10 in one day is very unusual. Now, that wasn't so unusual, but yesterday, I was home yesterday afternoon doing some stuff, and all of a sudden I heard alarms going off left, right, and center. So I took my microphone. Let's take a little listen to it right now to see if you can guess what it is. Do you have an idea? Well, that is an air raid alarm. Now, you're wondering, why is an air raid alarm ringing in Taiwan? Well, every year, usually in the month of June or July, the Taiwan government does a test of its air raid system. Now, this is in the event of a missile attack against Taiwan from another country, which has around 2,000 missiles pointing towards this little place. Anyway, so they were testing it, and it is very unusual because for 1 hour, first they ring the alarm, and then for about an hour, nobody can drive, nobody can walk in the streets, everything becomes a barren land. And the regulations are, as soon as the alarm goes off, cars, if you're in a car and you're driving, you have to pull to the side of the road and stay in your car and not get out until the all clear, and the all clear is about 1 hour later. So it's very unusual, and last year at this time, when the same thing happened, I was out with my dogs, and the alarm went off, and I went, oh no, I'm not home yet, I still have another 2 blocks to go, and well, there were like policemen at every corner, and they looked at me, and they were saying to each other, which they probably didn't know that I could understand Chinese, they were saying to each other, oh, he's a foreigner, it's okay, just let him go, there's no point. So that means, if there is an attack against Taiwan, I don't exist. Yes. We don't exist. The foreigners living here. Anyway, let's now go to our listeners' corner with a message from Aberdeen. And no, not Aberdeen, Scotland.
From Aberdeen, New Jersey, just 25 miles south of New York City, this is Dan Srebnik. And Keith, it was great running into you on Facebook and chatting for a while. Technology's really changed since the original Happy Station left the air a number of years ago, but it's great, Keith, that you've brought it back to us all over the world through the magic of shortwave and the internet. Today is the summer solstice, as I record this message, the 21st of June, and the summer solstice arrived at 5:45 UTC, although you would never know it from the weather today that it is truly summer. June seems to be the new April, as it has rained in the New York City area for weeks upon weeks. And I suppose in the southern hemisphere, it's the winter solstice, with people putting on snow boots and skis and getting ready for all of that winter fun. But that's the great thing about a program like the Happy Station. It can bridge us all over the world and bring us together as one community, one family of listeners. So again, Keith, thanks so much for resurrecting the Happy Station, bringing it to us around the world. And I'm sure as we continue to listen, you have many good programs in store for us in the future. From New Jersey, this is Dan Srebnick wishing you all 7-3.
And by the way, if you want to send in your recorded message to be used here on the show, it's very easy to do. All you need to do is first record an MP3 wave or real audio file at your end, attach it to an email, and then, well, that's simple as that. 1, 2, 3. And the email address to send it to is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. So I look forward to hearing from all of you. We're now going to play a piece of music that some of you will probably know, especially in the United States. The song is called Sukiyaki, and it was the first ever and probably only ever Japanese song to make it on the U.S. pop charts way back in 1963. Now, this is something that people may or may not know. Okay, the song is called Sukiyaki in English. Now, sukiyaki, by the way, is a thing from Japan, which is very delicious. But that's actually not the name of the song. The name of the song is called Uiro Motore Ukaro, which is roughly translated to Shall Walk Looking Up. Shall walk looking up, tears won't fall. Remember the spring days on this lonely night. Well, here is Sakamoto Kayo and Sukiyaki here on The Happy Station.
Oh, きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜の夜悲しみは星の影に悲しみは月の影に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜一人ぼっちの夜
Sakamoto Kayo and Sukiyaki here on The Happy Station. Okay, now time to announce the winner of the ATS 909 Sanjin Shortwave Radio. The winner that we announced today during the transmission at 100 UTC was Simon Delaney in Pittsburgh, New York. And the winner of the ATS 909 Sanjin Shortwave Radio is... I know that's very dramatic to have all that fanfare going on, but anyway, the winner of the Sanjin ATS 909 is Rich DePalma. That's Rich DePalma in Greenville, South Carolina. Rich DePalma in Greenville, South Carolina. So, Rich, we will be contacting you very, very shortly just to confirm that your address. And we will be sending out that receiver right away. A question actually that some people have been asking me, because some people send in a few letters thinking, well, of course, you had, if you sent in four letters, that means you had four more chances to win. But if you didn't, the people are wondering, well, what happens? You just discard them? No, because all your letters now will be going into another draw, which we'll be having at the end of the year for a Happy Station Christmas present, which is going to contain a few things. But I'm not going to tell you about that right now, but I will leave it to later. So thank you very much for everyone who did enter. And don't worry, your names and all your letters have been put to the next draw, which, trust me, the next draw you are going to love. I'd like to say hello to the following four people. That's Tom Wilcox, Cliff Owen, Christian McKay, and Ron Trotter, who joined up to the Happy Station Facebook page. So if you are a member of Facebook, go to Facebook, do a search for The Happy Station Show, and then all you have to do is join the group, and that's it. It's that simple. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I was very, fascinated recently because I got a message from one of our listeners by the name of Antonio Gomez, who is from Portugal. And he connected me up with somebody else on his Facebook page that works at a radio station in South Africa called Springbok Radio, which actually was South Africa's first commercial radio station that went on the air in 1950 until 1985. And Neil, who works at Springbok, I was talking to him, fascinating guy. And Springbok has an absolutely amazing history. So we just finished doing an interview, which I will use on next week's Happy Station Show. So tune into that next week at 1500 UTC. And I'm also going to have some wonderful clips from Springbok Radio. Okay, now time to go to our mailbag. Oh, right. We actually have quite a few letters to get to. I can't get to every single one. But one of the letters here, I have to continue for this transmission because it is 10 pages long. It's from a listener who lives in Pukerula Bay. I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly. In New Zealand. Danae Lindberg. Who sent me an interesting reception report because he said that he tuned into 9955 kilohertz, which I said earlier made me wonder, how did he tune in? Well, there's a website that he sent me a link to called globaltuners.com. That's globaltuners.com. And basically, if you sign up with the website, which is free, you can connect up to different radios almost everywhere in the world, shortwave radios, FM radios, and everything, and tune in like you would normally. So if you are in another part of the world and you want to listen to 9955 kilohertz, you can also try that way. But it depends, of course, how many people are tuning in at one particular time. And he's been listening to shortwave for a very long time. In fact, he talks here about how he used to first listen to Eddie Starts and then Tom Meyer. And he even got a chance to meet Tom Meyer at a meeting in New Zealand many years ago at the Radio DX League. And he's also a big listener of radio stations from Taiwan. He says he remembers in the 1960s listening to a show from what is now known as Radio Taiwan International, which back then was Voice of Free China, to a radio show called The Dragon Show. And he says he remembers the first name of the host, which was Keith, but he says that's all that he could remember. Let's now move to another one, which is a very nice card sent to me from Richard Cook, who lives in Chidham, Chilester, in West Sussex in the United Kingdom. And he heard the program on 9955 kilohertz in the UK because at certain times, and if the conditions are right, the signal does pop over to your part of the world. So he heard it at both 100, which is around, I think, 3 o'clock in the morning UK time, and then also at 1500, which is around 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And he has been listening to shortwave radio for a long time, since the 1960s, and he asked me to send along a Happy Station QSO card so he can add it to the ones that he already has. And Richard, I'm just curious because your email address, which is at this very long Richard Cook Studios, and I did a search and I entered www.richardcookstudios.co.uk, and I wanted to ask you, are you a photographer? Because there's actually a fair amount of pictures on there. So if you are, do let me know. We have another one here from Alexandra McHugh, who lives in Missoula, Montana. She is a new shortwave listener and started listening only to shortwave in the last year or so. And she said she came across the Happy Station show totally by accident while scanning up and down the dial. And she said she's been hooked ever since. So, Alexandra, thank you very much for your letter as well. All right, our address, if you want to enter the lucky draw, which we will have at the end of the year, or just to say hello and to receive a QSO card, and if you want to have a greeting or have your name mentioned in the birthday book, it's very easy. Well, sort of easy. The address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. That's Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin, and I'll spell that for you. That's S-A-N-M-I-N Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And if you didn't have time to write that down, you can also check the website for WRMI at www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station and all the information is there. And you can also listen to the show for on the web streams at 1500 UTC. Time for music. Here is Tom Meyer with Je t'attends. I wait. Oh, oui, oui, mon darling. Oh, oui, oui. Here on the Happy Station and La Station de l'Alegria.
Mes jours passent, mes nuits pleurent, et pleure le vent. Ma raison sombre et se meurt, comme meurt le temps. Ce temps mort que je regrette tant et tant. Car sans toi ma vie s'arrête et je t'attends. J'attends l'air que l'on respire et le printemps. J'attends mes éclats de rire et mes 20 ans. Mes mers calmes et mes tempêtes en même temps. Car sans toi ma vie s'arrête et je t'attends. Moi, je t'attends. Viens, viens, ne tarde pas. D'où que tu viennes, qui que tu sois, viens le temps. Écoute, je t'attends. Toi, mon rêve inconnu. Quel est ton nom? Quel est ton but? Le mien c'est l'amour. Pour que mes jours se transforment et que vraiment ma vie par toi prenne forme à chaque instant. Parce que le vide monte avec mon sang. Comme un peintre je t'invente et je t'attends. Mes doigts par petites touches font tes dents. Avant de croquer ta bouche éperdument. Mais ces rêves ne me laissent que tourment. Car je traîne ma détresse et je t'attends. Moi, je t'attends. Viens, viens, ne tarde pas. D'où que tu viennes, qui que tu sois, viens le temps, le temps, le temps est court. Je t'attends. Toi, mon rêve inconnu. Quel est ton nom? Quel est ton but? Le mien c'est l'amour.
Tom Meyer, Je t'attends, here on the Happy Station. A while ago, about a few days ago, I was checking through the email for the show, and one came to my attention, and I unfortunately, when I printed it off, it didn't print the name of the person, But you probably know who you are. But anyway, he said that he, you know, he's been listening to the show for a while. He never heard the original Happy Station, but he says he likes what he's hearing so far. He said it's like listening to a time machine. Yes, very old style. But anyway, you know, it's like that, like I've said before, if you keep it in your closet long enough, it will come back in fashion. And if you put your radio in the closet, take your radio out in 5 years, your radio will be back in fashion. Okay, bad joke. And speaking of bad jokes, I don't know why he did this, but it's rather funny. Anyway, he sent me some jokes he said that I can use on the show. Oh, here it is. His name is John. He sent me some jokes that I can use on the show. And I was telling them to Kevin and Johan before we did today's program, and they went, oh, it's called a cold joke, meaning it's so bad that just the badness of it makes it kind of funny. So we have one here. He said, what do you call a male teabag? What do you call a male teabag? Do you know? All right. A Hebrew. Oi. That's the only thing I can say. Oi is the only thing I can say. Very interesting. Another one here is, what do you call a man who marries another man? Again, what do you call a man who marries another man? And the answer is a vicar. Think about it already. Yes. And he said some other ones as well. We'll keep them for another day. I don't want to turn people off by these, I don't even know what to call them. Anecdotes, I suppose. Very strange jokes. Yes, well, thank you very much, John, for sending them. Yes, and if anybody out there does have some jokes that are cold jokes or even ones that maybe are a little bit funnier, no offense, John, send them pcj.happystation@gmail.com. All right, now time for more music. We're going to take a listen to a singer who I happen to like very much. I saw him perform a few years ago when I was in London. He's from Egypt. And his name is Amer Diab. And a lot of people call him the Middle Eastern version of Ricky Martin, only because he kind of looks a bit like Ricky Martin. But here he is with a song that was a big hit for his in the Middle East called Mayel, here on La Estación de la Alegría and the Happy Station.
من كم سنة وانا
ميال ميال
وفي حبك انا
مشغول البال
من كم سنة وانا
ميال ميال
وفي حبك انا
مشغول البال
لا بتتكلمي ولا بتسلمي لا بتتكلمي ولا بتسلمي ليه كل يومين بلاقيكي بحال طب ده انا ميال
ميال ميال
ومن كم سنة وانا
ميال
لفيت بلاد ومشيت بلاد وفي قلبي صورتك جوايا يا حبيبتي ايه اخر البعاد ما تخلي للبعد نهاية لفيت بلاد ومشيت بلاد وفي قلبي صورتك جوايا يا حبيبتي ايه اخر البعاد ما تخلي للبعد نهاية
تتكلم ولا بتسلم لا تتكلم ولا بتسلمي ليه كل يومين بلاقيكي بحال طب ده انا ميال
ميال ميال ومن كام سنة وانا
ميال ميال
وفي حبك انا
مشغول البال
من كام سنة وانا
ميال ميال
وفي حبك انا
مشغول البال
لا بتتكلمي ولا بتسلمي لا بتتكلمي ولا بتسلمي ليه كل يومين بلاقيكي بحال طب وصلت فوق
فوق السحاب ورسمت عينك نجمايا ونسيت هناك كل العذاب ورجعت بالحب معايا وصلت فوق السحاب ورسمت عينك نجمايا ونسيت هناك كل العذاب ورجعت بالحب معايا لا بتتكلم ولا بتسلمي لا بتتكلم ولا بتسلمي للكل يومين بلاقيكي بحال طب ده انا ميال
ميال ميال
ومن كام سنه وانا
ميال ميال
وبحبك انا
مشغول البال
من كام سنه وانا
ميال ميال
وبحبك انا
مشغول البال
لا بتتكلم ولا بتسلمي لا بتتكلم ولا بتسلمي للكل يومين بلاقيكي بحال طب
Amir Diab here on the Happy Station Show. Somebody a while ago suggested that maybe I should do a show featuring singers from, let's say, the United States, Britain, or Australia singing in a language other than English, or singers from Japan singing in a language other than Japanese, and vice versa with, you know, different languages. Well, I actually am working on that right now, and I've been going through my own singles at home. Yes, 45 RPMs, and I've come across a lot of them. So we're going to do that on another show. So stay tuned to find out when that is going to be on. But now let's squeeze in one more piece. This is from an album that was originally put out in, I think, the 1970s for KLM Airlines. That's right, an airline puts out a record album. Mind you, KLM is not the first. I also have one from Air France featuring songs about traveling and flying and everything. This one, however, was sent to me from Tom Mayer. The orchestra is the Metropole Orchestra, and they are one of Europe's leading studio orchestras and concert orchestras. I mean, they've backed up singers like Kenny Coleman, Diana Krall, and many others. But we're going to take a listen now to a track from their KLM album, which features songs about flying like One Day I'll Fly Away, First in the Air, The Oceans of the Sky, Blue Skies Over Holland, My Blue Heaven, and the one we're going to take a listen to now, Jetstream.
We'll be right back.
Jetstream, the Metropole Orchestra, our last piece on this edition of the Happy Station for the 2nd of July, 2009. But I just want to tell you that next week I will be back here at 100 and 1500 UTC on July the 9th for two new shows, as now we are weekly. So once again, our email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. We are on Facebook as well. Do a search if you're already a member for the Happy Station show. And if you want to find out our postal address, well, I don't have time to give it out now, but all you need to do is go to the website for WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net. Click on Happy Station and there it is. And also, I want to remind you that you can catch another edition of Happy Station. If you're in New Zealand, it's at 10 p.m. your time, or 10 hours UTC. And that program is on World FM. And the website for that is www.worldfm.co.nz. So you can catch us again at 10 hours UTC. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. I almost said Thailand for a moment. I don't know why. We're saying so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC. This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.